forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat and Pat.
Tammy, in one sentence, what's your whole deal?
Oh, shit. I prepared this and then I really forgot it.
I love that. This is real.
I didn't want to say this. I fully peed on the sidewalk in Fort Greene the other night. I realized it was going to happen and I was like, I don't know what to, and then I just let it go. And then the bottle of water that I was carrying, I just poured it all over my jeans to like even it out. Because here's what surprised me is it mostly went down one leg.
Yeah.
And so then I'm walking in like 30 degree weather with like soaking wet jeans because
I like that. Sorry.
That was the one I didn't want to say.
I'm glad you said it.
That's the one we wanted you to say.
Okay.
Now it's time for the keynote discussion.
Thank you. That kind of was that. Okay, so we're going to quickly kind of... Okay, so what are we going to do?
Oh, should we do what do you want to do?
I know.
How are you feeling, actually? Like, let's just...
I know.
I feel like I haven't seen you in a long time.
I know.
I'm serious. I haven't even spoken to you this whole night.
I know.
Can we have a second?
It's because I like
that.
It.
He likes that.
It's because I like it.
I like that. Wait, what's going on with you?
No, I feel good.
Yeah?
Is this long?
Yeah.
Cool. How do you feel?
I feel okay. I feel like I was doing a lot of admin, trying to like, you know, figure out, you know, which way is up.
I know, this whole day when you were being a bridezilla, I felt like...
I know.
Or what are we, admins?
I know. See, I got out, I left my office job to do this. And then
crazy.
I'm like, sort of like...
I know, like, this, you can't see this, but this is like a list.
Yeah, it's a list, actually.
That's not the business I'm in.
No. I think we should do the hot seat.
Let's do the hot seat.
It's time for the hot seat. Now, so the rules about the bells is, if you want to talk, feel free to ring a bell.
What was the process of getting the bells?
Thank you for asking.
Neither of you bought.
Absolutely not.
No, I've never.
Absolutely. Who did you text to ask to go get the bells?
Thank you.
Thank you for asking that.
We have a seek treatment text thread, and the text thread, it's spelled seek treatment with an exclamation point and a P at the end, because Pat's phone, somehow in the night,
my phone is
changed
psycho.
The name of the thread, and we said, you know what, we accept you as you are, we keep it. Now, I said, should we have bells or buzzers? Hot producer Alex goes, I'll get bells.
And he did, and it was a deal, which is good, because...
I couldn't tell if he was joking or if there really was a deal on bells.
I read it as, oh, cool, there's a deal on bells.
I read it as, like, wouldn't it, like, that's so stupid. Like, it's so stupid to want bells. There's no way there's deals on bells.
I'm shocked that they're still selling. Like, this is so,
What is this? Who is this for? I mean, what is a bell?
Hotels. It's for hotels.
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 Diners.
I love when a hotel just knows about me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When they know about me.
I get you.
Like when you call from the phone in your room to the front desk and they say, hello, Mrs. Cohen?
No, like when...
When they're like, oh, we can't have her stay here. No. If it's looking like this, it has to look... Okay, no.
Like Pretty Woman, like they're like, oh, your niece, you're the niece going up.
Or like no? Eloise, and you'd like have a little dog and you're having tea.
Catherine likes it when it's a little bit like Eloise.
Catherine, are you working at the hotel in this fantasy? Like,
is it sort of like you can like call the kitchen and get a chocolate cake whenever you want?
Hello.
Sort of like Lindsay Lohan. Remember when Lindsay Lohan was living at the Chateau Marmont? Yeah.
A little bit like that. A little bit like
okay.
that.
Wait, I'm glad we figured that
this
out.
This is my comedy.
Yeah. And now that.
It didn't ring because I held it down, but I just shove it into my clit. Can't feel it. Bush too big, hon. Okay. It's time for the hot seat, where we absolutely thrust our experts into the what we're calling the hot seat, and we ask them their stats. Natalie Walker, expert on boys, you're up first.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my God, there's a separate chair.
And if any of you guys have something to say or a question, just ring the bell.
I did not see that chair at all until you sat in it. Does that make sense?
It appeared. It materialized as I walked over.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
The rules with the bells is if you're in the hot seat, you don't need a bell to talk because you're actually in the hot seat. But if you want to talk, you have to ring your bell. And me and Catherine also don't have to ring the bell. But if we really want to talk, then we will ring the bell.
Okay. Wait.
That should be clear.
So our areas of expertise, it's purely just like ceremonial title. Like we're not going to actually.
No, and we're talking about that.
Oh,
no,
great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I am an expert on fucking.
Yeah.
I'm ready to hear.
Cool.
Okay. There's no timer or anything.
No, not at all.
What's your name?
Natalie Walker.
Are you single?
I am not.
Do you like it?
Do I like not being single? Yeah, I like not being single.
What's your boyfriend?
Who's your boyfriend? My catchphrase.
What is? He is a writer. His name is Nico.
How tall?
He's very hot. He is 5'11".
Why is his name Nico?
Why is his name Nico? He's Lebanese, honey. Yeah.
Is he here?
He is not here. It was sold out.
Thank you.
Does he support you?
He does support me.
What's one thing to know about boys?
One thing to know about boys is they're exactly what you expect them to be.
Whoa. Wow.
They're not surprising. No, don't boo me. Who the fuck booed me? They're truly, okay, for straight women, I'm saying boys are not surprising in any way. So, schoolgirl, they like any of that stuff, they like. So, yeah.
Yes, as Tammy. Somebody who knew 7 TV writers in LA who were like, I'm actually dating a stripper. Be like, yeah, I know. Yeah. Literally 7 different guys. Like, I actually just dated a stripper. Like, whatever.
And they needed to tell you. They needed to tell you.
They thought it was interesting.
Totally. Yeah.
Also, if you tell a straight man that you like a podcast, they think that you are a genius. Like, literally that you have heard of podcasts before is... Oh my God!
I've never
Mensa, bitch.
I don't get what Mensa is, and I don't actually want to know. So
no.
Like what? Who's it for?
No, it's like weird.
I found out about it on The Millionaire Matchmaker.
Stop it! Because I actually
Patty knows.
I actually am sexually attracted to Patty Stanger.
Yeah.
And that's actually
she has the boobs you like.
I know, and that's actually true.
Sexually attracted to a woman telling me that curly hair is not attractive.
Oh my God, I know.
Was like ingrained in me from a very early age.
What, as a doctor on boys, what's an example of something you can talk about?
A doctor on boys.
What's an example of something you can talk to boys about?
Anchorman. Oh. The movie Anchorman. Milk was bad is what you said.
Yep. All right. Yes. Well, that's the hot seat.
No, I agree. Milk was bad.
Thank you, Natalie. Yes.
Thank you, Natalie.
Woo! Who wants to go next?
Brandon.
Who wants to go next?
BSJ.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Natural order. Yeah. And people have been playing this game for eons at this point.
And we are selling this game in the lobby as a...
oh, good.
That you can play with your families. You guys know each other better.
Hi.
What's your biggest secret?
Oh, my God. my biggest secret is that I rip hairs out of my butthole with my fingers.
Yes. I like that.
Why do you do that?
What? Because I used to do it with my head.
Oh, yeah.
And then I started losing my hair, which is why I wear the bean. You know what I'm saying?
Do you like a shaved, a clean hole, or do you like a hairy hole?
I'm honestly, I'm verse.
When was the last time you had sex?
Ooh, God. October.
Cool.
Yeah. Thanks.
What is sex like
Thank
for you?
Thank you. You're here. Thank you for coming.
What is sex like for you?
It's like very exciting right up until it starts, and then when it starts happening, mm-hmm. I'm like, am I doing enough? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, sometimes I'm like, slow down. You're doing too much. You know what I mean? And then it's like, am I doing all the work? And so it's a lot of questions, and then I leave, and I'm like, sorry, and then the door slams.
Wait, is sex different for anybody? Because that was like...
Was that you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So exciting right before.
Oh, my God. The moments leading up to sex. Here's something as the expert on sex. The doctor, excuse me. I'm a doctor of sex.
You're a doctor on sex. Doctor.
I will tell you that, like, clinically, like, the best sex you can have is right before it actually starts.
Yeah. Wow.
100%. Popular internet meme. Yeah, sex is great, but have you tried right before sex? Popular internet
exactly.
meme. Popular internet meme.
Am I crazy? I'm not crazy,
no,
though.
Not crazy.
Am I crazy?
How do you feel right after you come?
Usually, like, time to get to work. I have to separate coming with completing a task. Okay. So, yeah.
What's the difference between sex and fucking?
Okay, great. I think it's just A, the noises you make, and then two... how genuinely horny you were going into it.
And, incredible answer.
Yeah.
What noises do you make?
During which?
Sex
during
versus
sex,
fucking.
I only can talk
Demonstrate
about
Demonstrate both.
Demonstrate both. During sex, it's like, oh my God, we should get married.
And during about gay married.
Yeah, I'm talking about gay married, which is a lot harder than straight married.
Yeah.
And then during fucking, the noises that I make are usually like, wait, do you want to have sex?
Nobel Peace Prize. That was amazing. I like that.
Thank you.
Thank you, SJ.
Yeah, I love you guys. Am I done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any? No, Amy, what? You tell
There's,
me.
We're cool moms. There's we're, no
you're cool moms. You're cool moms.
Do you have any other advice on sex?
On sex? No, I think I... Oh, wait. I do have this thing. This is true.
Oh,
this
right,
is real.
Right, right.
I really want to pass this around the audience. This is an essential oil. I'm like, if you know me, you know I love like candles and crystals and things that don't require a doctor to heal you. This is an essential oil. And if you guys are, I'm gonna pass it around the audience. You can all put it on. Mm-hmm. But the essential oil is called Money is Sexually Attracted to Me. Because 2019 is the year of money, honey.
I'm ready.
Let's all get fucking rich.
Can I have some?
Let's do it. So I'm going to pass it around for you guys. It smells horrible.
Yeah. I'm going to say that Biasha gave me a quick tutorial on it. We got in a huge fight because I insisted on dabbing and it's a roll.
It's a roll.
But I just wanted to feel like I was dabbing. And what I will say is he kept...
We got in a very big fight. It was bad.
He kept insisting it smelled like money, but I feel it smells like ass. Which is totally, totally, totally fine if that's what you're into.
What's the difference, honey?
I know. What is the difference between money and ass? That's good. I think Lewis Carroll wrote that.
It smells like the hot dog water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's gonna make you fucking
now, so do I.
Rich. You guys, literally, I put this shirt on and I found $10 in this pocket. I'm not even fucking
That's
kidding
amazing.
You.
Wow.
I'm not a comedian. I do a lot of comedy things, but I'm not a comedian. You know, I'm not kidding or making a joke.
Last question is,
yes, sir.
Is sex important?
It is. If it's a way of, here's my genuine thought.
That's what I'm asking.
Okay. My genuine thought. My genuine thought is that is sex important is up to you and the way you're communicating with whomever you're having it. Does that make sense? And so if it's a great way to communicate something that is maybe you can't... Bob Fosse said... when you can no longer speak, you sing. when you can no longer sing, you dance. And when you can no longer dance, you have sex. I added the last part.
Foster.
Yes. Give it up for BSJ.
There you go. Thank you.
Next up on the hot seat, Sudie Small Plate Green.
Sudie has a big plate.
No, two big plates, but she's bitch. Like, she's like,
two big plates since I was 10 years old.
Now, Sudie, you're an talking expert about my on tits. Fucking, is that right?
Oh, yes, I'm an expert. Wait, earlier I said I was an expert on fucking expecting a laugh, and, like, nobody laughed because that was just a joke for me.
No, but you have to realize you're in a suit. Like,
oh, yeah, you're right. I'm wearing glasses. I'm an expert on fucking. Sorry. Sorry, I'm really good at it.
What's your name?
Sudie Green.
Why?
Because my real name is Asudeh, and because I'm Iranian, and my white cousins couldn't say it, and so I became Sudie.
How are you right now?
How am I? I'm worried I'm not being funny.
No!
You're perfect.
Thank you.
Are you single?
I don't know.
Okay. Tell us the story.
Well, I have a lover, and we haven't had that convo, and I was like, I don't think I need to have that convo, and then, like, yesterday I was like, I need to have that convo.
He picked her up from the airport the other day. Picked her up from the airport.
Say it with me, that's a boyfriend.
That's a boy.
Does he have a car?
No.
Where?
Whoa!
He picked you up in what?
It was his... You guys, it was his roommate's car.
No.
Yes, he has roommates!
If he borrows a car for you, it's a boyfriend. it's a boyfriend.
What do you think is the difference between sex and fucking?
I think that the difference between sex and fucking is... Well, I agree with Brandon, but... Oh, God, am I being funny? I'm worried.
Yes. this isn't about that.
Okay, you're right.
You're a doctor, this is about truth. You're a doctor on fucking.
If I had pancreatitis, okay, and I went to the doctor, and he was making me laugh,
yeah,
I would still, in many ways, have pancreatitis.
And then,
in many ways.
And then there's a story about... Oh, my God. There's a story about the depressed...
Yeah.
Clown at the doctor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know that one?
Yeah. What, the opera?
You know. Where,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm the clown.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Adams. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Patch Adams, I'm the clown.
Never seen it.
The difference between... Yes.
No, go.
Okay, the difference between sex and fucking is that I don't know if I've ever had sex. I think I've only ever been fucked.
That's how I feel.
And I think fucking is getting dick down.
Yeah.
And there ain't no, I mean, for me it is. It's like, you get dick down, you know? And I don't like men, and that's something that I'm dealing with every day. But I love dick. Mm-hmm. And... that's also just like a nuance and a paradigm that I think that as a doctor of fucking, I'm like exploring in my research.
And we have a graph right up here. That's the graph. Yeah.
How many boyfriends have you had?
3.5.
Is the half the one I pictured with the airport?
Yeah.
Obsessed.
I need to have the conversation.
I was like in the shower the other day and I was like, he's out of town and he's cute and what if people are seeing him being cute and what if he's hooking up with people because he's like so funny and like then I was like, what am I doing and I'm spinning and then I got out of the shower and I masturbated and took a nap.
My ideal relationship is where I do whatever I want and they only do what I say.
That's incredible.
If anyone's looking for that.
That's incredible.
I'm available. Okay, amazing. And do you have any final words of advice on fucking?
I would say, well, first of all, you one time said something on the pod, Catherine, that was, I truly can't remember it. Cool. Verbatim. Verbatim. But I
do you,
actually...
Do you not have any notebooks or...
I think about Catherine a lot when I'm having sex because...
Addicted.
She... She said this thing on the pod one time that was basically like, when you're fingering at me, don't fucking come at my clit like, yeah. Rah, 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 yeah. Like
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of nerve endings there, and you just need a gentle swipe. Yep. And literally, anytime, like, it's the moment, and it's passionate, and I'm about to get dicked down, but I don't want to get finged down, you know what I mean? And it's also like, once you get finged down, you can't feel anything after that, because you're like, well, I'm not going to feel any nuancey tongue, because I just got finged down, you know what I mean? And my body is like, gunk. So whenever I get finged down, which is what I'm calling it now, and I'm like, ha, okay, I think about Catherine.
I love that. I love you. And you know what? I recently had someone treat my clit really nice, and I just want to sort of put that good energy out there.
Incredible.
No, that's another essential oil.
Clit. Summer of clit. No, winter of clit.
Winter of clit.
Wait, and I have one more question in regards to fucking. Can you please speak on for a moment gay fucking?
Can I speak,
speak
on it?
Speak on your thoughts on gay fucking.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so as an expert on gay male fucking. Male yeah, and all the things. Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing about gay sex is that when you're gay, right? It's if you're a man, right? It's like two dicks, right? But if you're a woman and you're gay, it's like two vaginas. But sometimes it's like, ooh, what? It's something in between or something unique and beautiful, right? So like that is something that is like actually different maybe from what I have experienced being straight, right? So when you aren't straight, you're having actually what's called gay sex, which actually is different in some ways from straight sex, but actually in some ways very much the same, i.e. love connection. We're all human, right? So then what happens is when you're gay, there's like an explosion, right? Bowen, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Okay. Everything I'm saying? There's an explosion that happens in the club when you're dancing. Okay? And it happens in your pants, but it's not an erection. It's actually, and Bowen, please correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, go ahead.
It's actually what happens inside. It's like an emotional explosion, but that actually is cum. Okay, but for your heart, okay? Yeah. And that is actually, in a way, that is different from the sex that I have, which is straight sex, right? But if I were to be gay and have gay sex, that would actually be the sex that I have.
Okay, I feel like I just went to medical school. Give it up for Sudie Green.
Thank you, Sudie Green. I've said it before, I'll say it again. They don't teach that in the schools.
And now, hot seat time for Bowen Yang. Oh my God, Bo, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you ready for the on-time
talk? I'm G. Huh?
Why?
I'm G? Why?
Oh, no. I thought you were good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he mean?
Why? Why am I good?
Yeah.
I'm with my friends. This is so fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
How do you date?
How do I date? Intermittently, whenever I get the sense that someone isn't crazy, yeah, that's it.
Have you done intermittent fasting?
I haven't.
Do you think it works?
I don't.
Everyone I know who's done it, it works for them.
It okay. works for me. Question mark, it works for me.
Okay.
Are you S or T?
I'm...
single taken.
S.
Do you have any crushes right now?
Yeah.
Have you been on a good date lately?
Yes.
Where'd you go?
We went to this diner in Midtown, and we both ordered pot pies.
Oh,
and
my
it
God,
was so cute. It was fun.
Do you find it hard to eat a pot pie in front of a romantic partner?
Well,
I find it hard.
Why is the pie so hot in the middle?
Yeah.
We ordered it as like a bit, like as a joke.
Yeah.
And the waiter like kept pushing it on us. He was like, it's a really good pot pie. Oh. And we were like,
is okay. The waiter G or S?
The waiter was definitely G. Yeah.
You like that?
I like it. I love when you have a G. Yeah. Add the dub.
It is so psycho when a waiter is straight.
It's like, oh my God. It's insane. Okay. It's like, what are it's you like, doing?
My least favorite thing.
The world is yours and you're choosing this. You idiot.
That's my least favorite thing.
I don't know how to interact with them.
Work at a bank.
I'm like, I should be waiting on you.
What's your dream date?
Oh, Like, as if it's the movie before sunrise, like, that's, like, my dream.
Oh, wait, a movie before... I'm sorry, repeat that.
If it's the movie before sunrise, then...
Okay, calm
or
down.
Or before sunset. Oh, is it the first one's before sunrise. Yeah, first one's before sunrise. I like Before Sunrise better. Yeah.
It's a movie, Pat. Okay.
It's a movie. It's fun.
It's really good.
I thought you meant a movie that happened before sunrise. I was like, that's so late.
Oh, yeah. No.
I can only fall in love on trains.
I know. On trains or like in a town that you're going to leave. Vienna. Right. Thank you. We've got a Linklater historian with us.
Have you ever met someone kind of just out in the world and like asked them on a date in earnest?
Never, never. Really? Oh my God, I had this waiter in LA, like who gave me such vibes, and I was like, I'm gonna leave my number on the fucking receipt.
Yeah, I love that.
No dice, like no bite, no text. I was disappointed.
Bo.
Yeah.
What advice would you have on dating?
Dating, well, first of all, dating is a Western invention by a man named Josh Schwartz, who created the seminal television series The OC, where dating was used as a plot device solely intended to sexualize scrawny Jewish men. So just like...
It works.
That's not like, I don't have any solutions. I don't have any answers, but like that, as long as you know the parameters, that helps. That helps you.
Incredible.
Thank you.
Wait,
thank
you literally so said that there's like a Jewish cabal behind media.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. That's it.
Thank you, Bo.
Thank you, Bo.
Go back to your girls, Bowen.
Our last hot seat of the night, the one you've been waiting for, Tammy Sager. Welcome.
Thank you.
What's love?
to quote the Night of the Roxbury song.
Yeah, I wanted you to answer me.
I was making a joke.
I know, I liked it.
Love is when the person makes you want to act better than how you normally act.
Oh my God.
I'm crying.
I haven't felt it in a very long time, but yeah.
You what?
How many times have you been in love?
Once.
No.
Yeah.
That's more than me.
Why was it different? Why was it different from other times?
It just felt like that all the time. Like I wanted, it just brought out.
Why'd you wake up?
It actually was an airport thing.
sure.
His best friend was coming from out of town and he was going to go pick him up. And I realized, I was like, oh, I don't know that I could count on you to do that. Oh, I don't want to do this.
Whoa.
Did you give him a chance to pick you up?
Not from an airport, but when I broke up with him, he said, I get it, but I also could see us dating another couple of years. And I was like, yeah, I know. I didn't want to wait to fall out of love or to like convince him to be more in love.
Did you ask him in retrospect to satisfy your curiosity, would you have picked me up? Or was I like, I don't want to know. I made my decision. I don't want to know. Because that would suck if he's like, no, I would have picked you up.
No, I've not asked. I will not
have
ask.
You ever given someone an ultimatum and then met them in the middle of the Brooklyn Bridge?
And then I had really disturbing sex, probably at a worse angle even than
yes, I think about that all the time.
Do you guys know what we're talking about? The Miranda and Steve, and it was like, no, we need this to show her to be really sexual. And it's like, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It was like they were sitting and standing at the same time.
It was... just a lot.
Does HBO's Sex and the City offer an accurate portrayal of the concept of love?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll say yeah. There's such a spectrum.
Wow. Mm. Years ago, I was at the Newark airport, and I read a headline that said, couple fucks themselves off a cliff. My question is, where were you when you found out how you were going to die?
First of all, fucking let's clap. That was amazing.
Oh. I love it here.
And someone just someone write that down for Catherine, because you just wrote a joke. And I just, you'll never write it down.
And I just thought to myself, you want to write more jokes.
I don't know how to write a joke, and I don't know how to rhyme, and I'm.
Rhyme.
See, for me, I kind of know how to write a joke, and I do know how to rhyme.
Okay. Well,
and yeah.
I hope you got whatever you needed from that. Tammy, yes. Love out there.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. But I will, can I give this sincere advice? Because for a long time, I really bought into that thing of like, it happens when you're not looking, mm-hmm. or like when you give up, that's when, no. No. Because it's like when you give up, it's like you give up.
I like that.
I like that too. I like that. Wait, I have a question. I have a cue. Sorry. Yeah.
No.
You said love is out there, but is like love here tonight?
Oh, yeah. Right?
Oh, my God.
You guys are feeling it. Yeah.
Do you think there's one person for everyone?
Yes.
Wait, just one?
No. You know how there's like six, they discovered like the 6 degrees of separation that we all have that, but there's cluster people. So it's not actually like that, there's those people who actually know everybody. And we all sort of know that are like within a couple of people of that people.
Wait, explain that. Am I a cluster?
No, you're in.
You're a fuck cluster.
I had warts
cluster.
On my knees years ago.
No. It's a cluster. Do you guys know what I'm saying? Am I making the cluster person?
No.
So okay, so it's like it's not. We're all 6 degrees from knowing everybody. Mm-hmm. And then, although now I'm like, they discovered, and I think it was a Malcolm Gladwell article. So they did not discover. He took some social sciences and was like, this is true. But it makes sense to me. But
drag him. Yeah.
Dragwell.
Malcolm Gladwell was...
Dragwell Gladwell.
Malcolm Gladwell was begging to be on the panel tonight. And we said, no. We said, we can't trust your research.
But so what it really is that there are these people who know everybody. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And his example is this woman, Louise, somebody in Chicago.
Oh, Louise, yes, of course. We know her.
But like, we all know somebody who knows everybody. And those are the reasons that we are 6 degrees apart. And so I'll say, like, I do think everybody has somebody. I don't know that we all necessarily meet them. And the saddest fucking thing. Here, can I tell a really sad story?
Absolutely.
So I was on a subway, and this woman in her 70s was in a wheelchair, and she was like, "Can you please wheel me?" And I ended up like wheeling her home in like Brooklyn Heights. And she was like, "You know what? Every day I think this might be the day I meet my love." And I was like, "Ugh."
And that's
you are
our
terrifying. I don't want that for me. I don't want that.
I actually hate those people who are like, I'm the kind of person who knows everyone. I'm a connector. I love to connect people.
Yeah.
Like,
wait. Also, now that I found out recently, my Venus is in Virgo, and now someone said I'm going to be an old maid because of it. And I was like, who says old maid? Wake up.
Oh, so I think, Catherine, you're a cluster person.
Thank you.
You'll have a lot of love.
Kat hates me.
No, I'm just saying that astrology is true.
That's different things. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not true.
What is it?
Astrology is not true.
No, wait, but I'm such a Scorpio.
Okay, everyone say if astrology is true or not.
What's that?
Is it true?
There's no fucking way that celestial bodies hundreds of light years away have any bearing on your personality
people
traits.
People are walking out, Bella. People
None.
Are walking
Fine.
Out.
Fine. Bye.
Spoken
enjoy.
Like a Scorpio.
Oh my God.
Truly.
My God.
Then Bowen, explain how I'm such a fucking Scorpio.
Astrology is just these like broad terms that can apply to anybody, and like you and I were born fucking like what, like 7 days apart,
but
and I don't lose my phones and cars.
Oh.
Okay.
That's because.
That's like where we don't have.
Bowen,
that
have you ever even for a second considered that that's because our sons are in different houses or whatever?
It's not.
Thank you,
true.
Tammy Thayer. She's done. I want to thank our panel of experts. Before we wrap up, we just want to quickly ask everyone in the crowd individually to say if they're mad at us. That was amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming to see Chimney
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.